And now we're going to go to events here in Washington. Embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has submitted his resignation to the White House. Gonzalez has been under fire for months over his alleged role in the firing of several federal prosecutors. Congressional Democrats and some Republicans were also calling for Gonzalez to step down over inconsistencies in his congressional testimony on the firings and other matters. Joining us to talk more about Alberto Gonzalez is political commentator Ruben Navarrete. He's a regular on this program. Welcome, Ruben. Thanks for speaking with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Are you surprised?
Yes, I'm surprised. I think from the reports this morning, a lot of folks are surprised. Even folks, senior administration officials in the Justice Department, didn't see this coming because it looked like Gonzalez was going to stay till the bitter end with Bush. And I think that Bush and Gonzalez kept this pretty well hidden. So.
Why now?
That's really the question a lot of people are asking. I think in some respects it fits kind of a George Bush MO, which is George Bush is, as we know, incredibly loyal, and he can be incredibly stubborn. And both those things play out whenever he ends up in a situation where somebody's thinking about resigning. And it happened with Karl Rove. It happened now with Alberto Gonzalez. What Bush does in his MO is he calls the shots about when they leave, under what circumstances they leave. They never leave when they're directly under a cloud. There have been many times in the last 6 months or so when the press has said, okay, this is it. This is the week Gonzalez leaves. Bush thumbs his nose at that kind of stuff. He hates taking orders from the press. He hates sending people out the door when people expect him to do that. I think this is Bush choosing the time and place, and Gonzalez choosing the time and place to leave.
You've spoken to Alberto Gonzalez a number of times over the course of his tenure. Did
right.
you have a sense that he was a why was he staying? Was it just that he felt a loyalty to the president, that he felt he
yes.
didn't do anything wrong?
Well, definitely.
Does he have the same
things.
Streak of stubbornness that I'm not going to be chased out by the congressional hounds, as it were?
Yeah, all three of those things. I think, and particularly the media, because I think the media's coverage on the Gonzalez case has typically been so bad in many cases. But I think that his stubbornness definitely comes into play, the fact that he didn't think he did anything wrong. Any defense attorney worth his salt would have taken a look at the charges against Gonzalez, so to speak, and just blown holes in these things, because the Democrats kept changing the terms of the indictment. You know, they started off at one place, ended up at another. The whole things with James Comey and John Ashcroft in the hospital and taking advantage of a sick man had nothing at all to do with the firing of the U.S. attorneys. So I think that there was a great level of frustration on the part of Gonzalez and any of his supporters. I don't think he wanted to be run out of town. But again, you know, they've got like something like 17 months left or something like that in the administration. They, I think this is part of a general trend of people leaving, and Karl Rove's a part of it. I wouldn't be surprised if this resignation was somehow connected to that one. And people are trying to get home. And this is definitely, there's another factor to this, Michelle, mm-hmm. as well. I had a conversation not long ago with somebody who's very close to Gonzalez and to Gonzalez family. And the topic at hand was whether Gonzalez would ever be, whatever made onto the Supreme Court. And he said, absolutely not, because Rebecca Gonzalez, who I've also had some dealings with, was dead set against staying in, Alberto Gonzalez's wife was dead set staying against staying in D.C. She wanted to go back to Texas. This was true, you know, a couple of years ago, and I think it's still true now. I think that they're very much like the Bushes in the sense that they couldn't wait to get back to Texas, mm-hmm. and I think this was their opportunity.
All right. Very briefly, Ruben, it wasn't long ago that Mr. Gonzalez was celebrated as a trailblazer in the Latino community for his first Latino attorney general, and as you mentioned, mentioned as a possible Supreme Court nominee, although interestingly enough that he was deemed in that
right.
way to be blocked by more conservative members of the
right.
party. How do you think that he will now be viewed? And I'm curious about how Latino organizations, political organizations have dealt with him over the course of these last couple of months when he's been so much under attack.
And
briefly, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. They haven't been supportive because they're mostly Democrats. Democrats, they don't make any bones about the fact they tend to lean to the left. They haven't been happy with Gonzalez from the beginning, those Latino organizations. But beyond that, I think he'll be remembered as somebody who broke a very important barrier. Somebody who ultimately, honestly, mismanaged the Justice Department because he ran it like a CEO, and you just can't do that. But I think he served his role in history.
All right. Thank you. Ruben Navarrete is a writer for the San Diego Union-Tribune and CNN.com. He's also a regular on this program. He joined us from his home in San Diego. Ruben, thanks so much.
Thank you.